This is Girl Talk. Hey, y'all.
First off, welcome.
So I know y'all about to eat me up.
Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
Yes, I have been gone for a while because, and it's not no excuses, I was going through a lot, school, life, and I had to, I just had to figure out life. I had to get back happy and stuff like that. And I didn't want to bring y'all a podcast and it's half-assed. So that's just that on that. Anyway, we is going to talk about baby mamas, baby daddies, and the drama that come with it, okay? I know y'all didn't seen like on TikTok and Instagram, baby mothers are going around saying their experience as far as having multiple children and one of the fathers to come over and bring the children McDonald's, take them out to the park, and the other kids that's not by that baby father stay home, right? Y'all gonna hate me when I say this. Y'all ain't gonna like me no more. But then again, I do have like an all-male audience and then just a little sprinkle of women. Let me just say this. I'm always gonna be for women, and I'm always going to be for women. I am a woman myself, and I'm all for women empowerment, but I'm going to speak the real on here, okay? I feel like it really takes a man to want to take the responsibility of taking care of other children that's not theirs, especially if they're not even with that woman at the time. Now, I feel like as far as if you get in a McDonald's a Happy Meal, that's what, by the, when I was a kid it was $5. I don't know if it went up, but a Happy Meal, $5, $6, $7, you can get that for the rest of the kids. But I also seen a video where a man was going to his baby mother's house, and he was taking his child to Disney World, and you know, it was like the video, like, is them arguing because she was like, you mean to tell me you wouldn't take the other kids to Disney World? You know, you a bum, you a bitch, you know, all of these different things. But that's, here we go about y'all not gonna like me. Girl, that is not his responsibility to take care of them motherfucking kids. It's not. If y'all see Tyler Perry Ruthless, girl, fuck them kids. I'm just playing, y'all. But it's not his responsibility to take all your, and look, this is the thing, y'all. She had one son by this man that he was taken to Disney World. And then she had five other children, y'all. Five. She had made an additional video saying that she has five other children, and they all have five different baby fathers. But that's neither here nor there. But my thing is, like, that's just not his responsibility. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, I give all respect to men that take up the time and the responsibilities, the uncles, the grandpas that take care of all the siblings that's not necessarily blood related. That's a cool respectable thing to do. But at the same time, y'all can't really get mad at men for not wanting to take care of a responsibility that's not theirs. That's why I said y'all gonna hate me on this one, because like, no, Disney World, one of the most expensive theme parks it is in the United States, in the world. And you think I'm about to take your five fucking kids? Like, the ticket to Disney World, I think it's like, what is it, like $2,000, $1,000? That's just for the fucking ticket. And you think I'm about to pay $1,000, $2,000 for all your motherfucking kids that we ain't had together? Like, no, ma'am. That's that. Then, I just feel like another thing, not only with the story time that y'all having on TikTok and Instagram, I hate when y'all get on Instagram and y'all be dogging y'all baby fathers. This nigga ain't shit. He don't pay for his kids. Then a couple of months later, y'all are pregnant with that baby daddy. And I know life happens and stuff like that, but I mean, like, you had one child with him, all right. You get my sympathy. I understand. Life happens. You know what I'm saying? You thought it was going to work out too. All right. You thought he was going to be different. You should not have 5, 6, 7 fucking children by a nigga that you saying that does not. He don't even help you with that child. And you thought having 7 more was going to do something? Like what? I think that is the most ghetto as shit, to have a whole bunch of baby mamas and baby daddies. And you know, everybody have their own opinion what is ghetto. Like, I hear people saying they think it's ghetto when women talk loud. Everyone talk loud. So I guess that's y'all ghetto. To me, I think it's ghetto when women have 55 fucking baby daddies. And I know life happens. I don't have a baby father. I'm not a baby mother. But like I always said, that if I'm in a relationship with somebody and I'm married, and I have, like, say, like, 3 children with that person, and we get a divorce and we break up, right? And then later on, I find somebody else. I'm getting my tubes tied. And that may be selfish of me, because that person may really want to have a family with me. And that's a beautiful thing for a man to want to have a family with someone. Because that's what I want. I have always wanted that as a little girl. I have always wanted to be a mother and to be married. So I ain't having no multiple baby daddies. I could tell you that. After that one of me and him having children together, and if we break apart, he ain't got to worry about me having multiple men around my children. And while we are on that, let's speak about having multiple people around y'all children. This is someone that y'all supposed to love. Y'all flesh and blood, a gift from God, and y'all are having everybody around them. Please stop having, as we say in the black culture, this is your uncle. Moms, y'all don't fuck a uncle. This baby got 16 uncles in less than a month. That's not cute. And y'all wonder why y'all kids be acting strange and they're not sitting down, or they're shy and they're not talkative and stuff like that. And they going through depression under the age of 10 and stuff like that. It's because they be in touch. Why they peeing in the bed? Why they not speaking out? Because y'all got all these damn men or women, and it ain't just men or women, around y'all children. Me just being me, like, if I was dating and I had a child, it would have to be a year. And the way people is in this world, they can act a certain way and then be something totally different. You don't know what this person do in his spare time. So we got to be talking at least a year before you see my child. And then when you see my child, I'm going to be right 24/7. You know, I'm not going to have you watching my child just because me and you are together. I'm not going to have you bathing my child, anything like that. Like, I had seen a video of a girl saying, even though this is not my child's father, he stepped up, and she was showing how he was bathing her and stuff like that. And maybe it's me, like, maybe I need to work on that myself, but I don't want someone that's not the father bathing my little girl. Like, I honestly, if we gonna keep it a buck, I really feel like if I have a little girl, I should be bathing her. I don't even want the dad bathing her with that. And that may sound so weird. And that's another thing. Why are you so thirsty to bathe the baby? Why you always want to be having bath time? Like if we really want to speak on it, them men that be always, oh, I'll bathe them, I'll take them to the bathroom. Watch that person. Seriously, watch them. I'ma just say that. But yes, y'all have to stop keeping so many people around y'all children. And then be on TV or on the news or talking to the police saying, oh my God, like I never thought he would do something like this. You didn't even know this man. Y'all don't even be knowing this man's middle name. Y'all don't know this man's blood type. Y'all don't even know what he's allergic to. And yet y'all chose to keep a man around y'all children. This is what you thought was smart to do because he fuck you good. Since he fuck you good, that automatically make him a good candidate to be around y'all children. And also with the baby mama and baby drama, I'm also seeing a lot of memes and a lot of men speaking about if a woman say that she doesn't want to date a man with no kids, it's automatically a red flag and she's selfish. Let me just say this. I don't have no children, so whoever I date cannot have any. And that's not me being selfish because I can bring that to the table. It's called reciprocating. I can bring me not having no fucking children at home. So how is that selfish if I don't want a man to have multiple kids? I ain't even my mom's second fucking child, let alone I want to be with a man with four of them. And I don't have time for the baby mama stuff. You could call me selfish. You could call me self-centered. I don't want to be dealing with it. Me and my husband ain't going to be laying up in the bed and you call my husband at 3 a.m. talk about Fatma want to be talking to her dad when Fatma can't even hold her head up. She don't even got the muscles to hold her fucking head up, but you saying she want to talk to her daddy. So how the fuck she even going to be talking? Like, knock it off. You calling because you a bitter ass baby mama. I don't have time for that. There's no way. And I actually dated a dude before. In my past, this was the last time I actually dated a dude with a child. I had one daughter, beautiful little girl. And I remember, like, she would come over to his house and she would be like, she would smell of pee. You know what I'm saying? Smell of pee. It was like a foul, sour odor. Her diaper would be like hella wet. And she would come with her hair all messed up and stuff like this. And I'm aware of, like, women don't. Like I just said, I wouldn't want someone else to bathe my child, but she around me stinking. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that. I'm not going to have a child around me that's being neglected. So when she would be around me, because the person that I would be with, and this is the thing, she would have her child to come over there, right? And you could tell she would have her child to be asking me questions because she would be like, where you live? My mom and dad supposed to be together. That's what my mom said. You could tell, like, she would be banging her and stuff like this. That's the reason why she wanted over there. So when she would be over there, I would help the person that I was with bathe her and stuff like that. And he definitely didn't have a problem with it. I would bathe her. I would do her hair. I would feed her. But she thought I was trying to be her mother, which I'm not. Let me just say, I don't want to be nobody's mother other than my kids. I'm happy to give them back to you. Ecstatic. And anybody can tell y'all that know me, I love children. I feel like they are so precious and they're blessings. Like they just so innocent. And yeah, but like he gave her my number, obviously, but she used to be calling me saying, like, you think you her mother, you're not her mother, stay in your place, you know what I'm saying, you'll be gone by tomorrow. And it just was like an annoying thing, like, since I'm dating him, the daughter is going to be in my life, okay? She's going to be around. Because let me just say this, off of that subject, how the hell are y'all dating men that y'all know don't take care of their kids? That's another subject. Let's get on that. There's no way that I'm gonna be with a man and he on the phone with his baby mama, and his baby mama, you know, he got her on speakerphone and she'd be like, JJ needs some new school clothes and I don't have it. And he get off the phone and he like, I got it, but I ain't gonna give it to them. Y'all be seeing men that don't take care of their children. Y'all be with men with 18 fucking children, don't take care of the four, okay? And y'all still lay down with this man? There is no way on earth my pussy is going to get wet for a man that don't take care of their children. Because that's somebody from them. If they ain't going to take care of their children, they damn sure don't give a fuck or going to take care of me. That's some weird ass shit that y'all would suck a man's dick, that y'all would even give a man the time of day that don't take care of or don't love their children. That's weird bitch behavior right there. And I do not respect it. There's no way. First of all, a man can't even approach me with a fucking village of children. No, get the fuck out of my face, go away. And you damn sure can't approach me talking to me saying, oh, I ain't get it and I ain't worried about it. Like, ew, what the fuck? You should go get it then. You should go get it by any means to provide for your child. I don't like when I see women saying that they gonna put their baby father on child support because they're not providing and things like that. But y'all have another baby with them. Like how was this person not providing and didn't give a fuck about their seed? Y'all can come to an agreement for a dick appointment. I'm not gonna have sex with somebody that do not care about their child. And I know y'all about to be like, well, life happened and stuff. And I'm being like, look, don't get your bitter baby ass on my stuff trying to attack me. It is what it is. Like, they say never, what Lil Wayne say, fuck your never mind. It is never on earth going to be a man that's not taking care of his children, right? I'm begging him to take care of his children. So since he don't take care of it, I got to go to the courts. But then at night, we doing the sneaky link. What? Like, no, not at all. Why do y'all keep having multiple children with no good ass niggas? Like, it's no way. There's no way. Like, especially, like, even if you treat me wrong, you gotta treat the baby right. You have to, like, and this may be naive of me, because, like, I love movies and I love romantic movies and romantic novels. But I always had this fantasy that when I have children, like, my kids gonna be like, oh, my God, mom, dad, get a room. Like, because we be so in love with each other. We be giving love to one another, whether it's holding hands and telling each other I love you. I just want my kids to be like, oh, my mom and dad, they've been together for like 30 years and they still in love 40 years. And they, oh my God, they always kissing on each other. My dad always telling my mom how beautiful she is. Like, that's just me. I want my kids to know what love is like and what a woman is supposed to do for a man, what a man is supposed to do for a woman. I want my son to know it is perfectly fine of dating one woman and being vulnerable with that one woman. But maybe that's just me, you know? But I do think it's getting ridiculous with the baby mama and baby drama situation. I have had men that have approached me and talked to me and that even said they wanted me to have their babies and was like dead ass serious. It's disgusting. Like Nick Cannon. Should we even get on the topic of Nick Cannon? How many kids that man got? 25? And I know Nick Cannon has said that in one of his interviews, the reason why he keep having multiple babies is because he want a legacy. I get it and I understand it. But I think after the 29th baby, you have definitely did your legacy. And I feel like you shouldn't just want to lay down. This is the thing with this, like what I'm saying. I get that there can be, you can slip up and you can have a mistake. But I just feel like when you have it in your mind that you want to lay down with somebody, not just lay down, not with a condom, raw as hell, you should have it in your mind that this is going to be my baby dad. This can potentially be my baby father. Right? So you know what it was. And I know people get so mad at me because they think I'm trying to be like almighty and I'm not. Because I'm not judging you. You're going to have to take that up with God. I don't have no reason to judge. I don't even know how the fuck y'all be having all these damn one night stands. There ain't a man on earth. Sorry to say, it's not a man on earth that got that much charisma, uniqueness, and talent like RuPaul say. It's not that's going to talk me on my draws the first fucking day. I'm telling you, there's not a man on earth that can tell anybody that they had me in a day. You is a damn lie. How they be talking the first day? You don't even know this man in the first day. And now you pregnant. And now you got an HIV and STD and gonorrhea and trichomonas. And now you looking crazy and crying in the fucking clinic. What the fuck did you expect after meeting someone 2.5 hours ago? What? Like, I don't know, maybe I'm old school, but then again, I wouldn't even say old school, because we was having babies back then at 13 and stuff like that and getting married at 14. But I just feel like when you lay down and have sex with somebody, like, that is so sacred. Like, you, that is like one of the times, like, y'all really are becoming one being. You're giving someone your sex box. No, I'm just, no, but you giving somebody, like, all that you can at that moment. You give. I just honestly feel like when I have sex with somebody, like, I truly love you. Like, I can honestly say that. So, everybody want to close the door while I'm doing this podcast. I just feel like when I lay down with somebody, I just feel like I'm emotionally invested with you. Like, I want to give my body to you. Like, you have my body. And even, like, when I'm talking about the one-night stands, I also mean, like, how do y'all be breaking up with somebody and then y'all are back in the bed with somebody like a day later? I don't know. I just feel like when I'm with somebody for years and stuff like that, like, my body is still theirs. Like, an ex don't even got to worry, but they don't have to keep coming on my page, checking FBI to see if I got another man. If me and you broke up 6 months ago, a year ago, you ain't going to see no man on my page. You ain't going to see me talking about no man on no page because I ain't talking to nobody. Because I'm still emotionally, like, what they call them, soul ties. My body is still technically yours. I haven't detached that yet. I'm going to feel like if I have sex with somebody that I'm cheating, and we may be divorced, not together. That's weird. How you talking about some, you love somebody and y'all been broke up for less than 6 months? That's just me. Because I ain't going to say you can't, you may find somebody in them 6 months, but I damn sure wouldn't be fucking them. That's just me. I can't. No. And if it was anyway, I was with somebody and we was together 6 months ago and a year ago, and I see a new woman on your page, I'm telling you, that's going to break my heart. Because it's like, how the fuck? Like, teach me how y'all be getting over people that quick. Because I cannot. I cannot. Like, I be emotionally invested. Like, I am an emotional creature. But that's just my take on it. I am Nunu Vixen, and this is Girl Talk.